Right now, it is time to travel halfway around the world to Jaisalmer, India. And it is time for Around the World with Arjun Singh, and their New Year's came
earlier.
Very early.
Yeah. Well, not that, only 8 hours earlier.
It was great, though. Marion Morris, who's over in Ireland, she has a house over in Ireland, she lives here. She put up early on yesterday her New Year.
Well, she was 7 o'clock.
Yeah, so she posted
And our Dutch,
something. I'll tell you, she's something.
Our Dutch
she's
friend.
She's a true
was,
Irish woman today. She's
our Dutch
Irish.
Friend was at 6 o'clock, uh-huh. But I was trying to find something, and I finally succeeded. But you know that somebody started this morning, and they were, why are people wishing me Happy New Year? New Year's is at midnight. I said, just say you're in Auckland, New Zealand. They're halfway. They've already begun January 2nd.
All right. Well, let's go back to where it's January 1st, and that is Arjun Singh and Jaisalmer. Happy New Year, Arjun.
Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How did you celebrate, or did you?
Well, it's freezing here, 37 degrees.
You're kidding.
I'm sorry. It broke all record of last 60 years in the newspaper. So cold waves in North India, and especially in desert here, it's extreme cold. It's freezing. So I think I have a plan to have a fireplace in our homes now. We need it. Otherwise, it's going to be very tough. We had the winter vacations from 25th of December to 31st December, but now the state government, because of this cold wave, they again declared the winter vacations till 5th of January. So it's really extreme and freezing cold here in Jaisalmer, and we, the people who are in the habit of living in 120 degree Fahrenheit, so 37, I think it's unbelievable. Everyone is in just not trying to come out of the home and in the room there. The kids especially, streets completely, just like it's a month of May and June when the temperature is extreme hot. But right now it's very cold. But thousands of tourists just to celebrate 31st of December in Jaisalmer everywhere. But the local people, they are really in a big trouble, because most of the tourists, they are from the places where the cold is quite normal for us. But it's tough life for us, because it's really freezing. 37 degrees for last couple of days, I think more than maybe 3 days. It started on 28th, so 3 to 4 days the temperature is like this. So it's going to be very tough for the local people, especially for the kids, for the children and animals and like dogs and cows. So life is tough right now in Jaisalmer.
Well, I was going to say, if it's 37 degrees there right now, it's 32 here. So you're only 5 degrees warmer than us right now.
Yes, I can understand, because the same thing when that kind of temperature, I was just sitting at the home farm near the fireplace. But here in Jaisalmer, people have they don't have these kinds of preparations, not so warm clothes or the heaters at the home or the warm places or the fireplaces. We don't have, because we know that it never happens like this. But according to the newspaper, it broke the record of last 60 to 70 years. And for the first time, it's going to be such a extreme freezing cold here. And not only the cold, but on the roads, completely fog here. So visibility is also zero. That's very tough. Lots of accidents happening there because drivers are not in habit of driving when there is a fog on the road. So it's tough time. But so advisory from the state government and from the district government everywhere, don't go out of your houses without any warm clothes. Drive very slowly. And about the cars and vehicles, you have to just switch on the indicators and the lights at the day. So first time I think it's happening, and the people are learning, of course. But I know it, the part of the world where you live, it's quite usual. But for us, it's very unusual.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is this the first time this has happened to you there, or has it happened before?
60 years.
I have never seen this such kind of weather before. But I have experienced when I was at the U.S. So for me, it's not new, because I have experienced it. But the local people here, like my own family members, my wife, my parents, and brother and sisters, and they all think that, well, it's happening for the first time, because according to the newspaper, I just read in the newspaper in the morning that it broke the record of 60 years. So 60 years is a long time. So I don't think that it happened recently. So it's something very new for us, and especially for the drivers, because whenever I just go to the school, I can see many cars and buses right just parked on the one side of the road, because they can't even drive it, because they have no idea what to do. They don't know how to deal with that weather, because they, if you don't have your lights on, then every day. So yesterday, a big accident happened in the Jaisalmer, where the two buses and one car. So a lot of damage there. So people are not in habit of these things. I think it happened for the first time as I remember. What? And even I asked my father, he said something to me that, yes, it is cold. This is the weather when in the December, January, we have cold weather. But it's not like that when visibility is zero, you can't see anything. And it's like, well, not snowfall, of course, but temperature 37 degree and at night, extreme, because in the it's a nature of the sand, it becomes hot very quickly and it becomes cold very quickly, so it's very tough. And I don't know how do the people, they just go to the sand dunes and they stay there at night. Well, only with the help of liquor or wine or all those things, they spend the night there, but it's not going to be a wonderful experience for them to stay at the night in the dunes there, because it's really very cold. And if you are with your kids, I think it's going to be very tough. It's not easy.
Yeah. Take me back again for the drivers. What is the problem with the driving?
Well, they don't know about the use of indicators and just switching on the lights in the day, because here the people don't use the lights in the day. But if the visibility is zero, there is an advisory that keep your lights on of your cars and vehicles. So people don't know what to do in the day. Why do they just keep the lights on? And that's why they are not understanding, because the drivers are not, as I think, not very professional in this area. There are so many people, they are not well trained, because they never got the chance to go out of Jaisalmer. So a small town. So now it's a problem for them that they don't know much about this all, how they can just drive a vehicles when the visibility is zero. Because even at night, visibility is clear here. But during this fog, you can't see anything. It looks like that completely dark there. Even you can't see just two or three feet, and it's completely dark. So accidents are happening. There are many in this area just because of that. Because the drivers are not in habit of driving their vehicles in that kind of temperature and that kind of weather.
Huh. And you know, we had you here when it was 60 and rainy and you were freezing. And one of the things we sort of teased you about is how no one at home would believe that there was a temperature, you know, that you could be so cold. And that was before you saw... before you came in October and had much colder weather. So,
yes, I experienced the same thing when I was there. And even one thing I would like to add, that the here, because it doesn't rain too much, as I already told you in many programs, that 15 centimeter is the average rainfall of the per year. So people, even they don't know about the using of wipers. So advisory is there that use wipers. But the thing is that the wipers are, most of them in the cars or vehicles, wipers are not working. They are jammed because they don't use it. So this is a big, big problem here, because even when you are in the car and you just close the windows or the glasses of the car, then you can't see, because they don't know how to use blowers, how to use fans, because they never used it in their life before, because it never happened like this, that when you are in the car and the glasses are just closed, all the windows there, and then you can't see from the glass, and a man who's sitting close to the driver's seat and having some piece of cloth and just cleaning the
wiping the window
again and again for the driver. So it's going to be tough for them.
All right. Well, we want you to get through this cold weather, and we want you to have a great new year, and we wish you
a warmer year.
You and your family a happy new year and successful and healthy one.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all the people who are in Sharon's and listening the radio. Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Arjun. We'll speak to you next month. Now, that is Arjun Singh as we go around the world.